I think the great philosopher you're referring to is Uncle Ben from the movie Spider-Man.
As another great philosopher once said, dope!
With great power comes great responsibility.
The last words of Uncle Ben before a thief whom Peter Parker let get away murders him on a sidewalk full of people for absolutely no explicable reason. That great philosopher. Still, we've all heard the quote. It gets repeated a lot, usually ironically and after about 7 beers. It's one of those perfect quotes that sound really intelligent, and yet it's basically just telling you what you already know, even if you've never quite thought about the matter before. With great power comes great responsibility. It is true. But there's a better version of this quote, a version that actually is profound, and all you have to do is switch the nouns around. With great responsibility comes great power. The more we choose to accept responsibility in our lives, the more power we will exercise over our lives. Accepting responsibility for our problems is thus the first step to solving them. I once knew a man who was convinced that the reason no woman would date him was because he was too short. He was educated, interesting, and good-looking, a good catch in principle. But he was absolutely convinced that women found him too short to date. And because he felt that he was too short, he didn't often go out and try to meet women. The few times he did, he would home in on the smallest behaviors from any woman he talked with that could possibly indicate he wasn't attractive enough for her, and then convince himself that she didn't like him, even if she really did. As you can imagine, his dating life sucked. What he didn't realize was that he had chosen the value that was hurting him, height. Women, he assumed, are attracted only to height. He was screwed no matter what he did. This choice of value was disempowering. It gave this man a really crappy problem. Not being tall enough in a world meant, in his view, for tall people. There are far better values that he could have adopted in his dating life. I want to date only women who like me for who I am. Might have been a nice place to start. A metric that assesses the values of honesty and acceptance. But he did not choose these values. He likely wasn't even aware that he was choosing his value, or could do so. Even though he didn't realize it, he was responsible for his own problems. Despite that responsibility, he went on complaining.
But I don't have a choice, he would tell the bartender. There's nothing I can do. Women are superficial and vain and will never like me.
Yes, it's every single woman's fault for not liking a self-pitying, shallow guy with shitty values. Obviously.